Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Praise God. God is good and God is on the throne. We thank God for Jesus and we thank God for you, you, and you. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad. And hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is truly doing great and marvelous things. Yes, he is. What a mighty God. Mighty God we serve. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now for our praise and worship, we'll go into the word. Then we'll go into our message for today. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, with Presiding Bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, here in the blessed city of Baltimore. We are praying without ceasing. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. Tell a friend to tune in to Power Hour of Prayer.
Holy Spirit,
come down on me. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, into our hearts, our minds, our spirit, and our souls. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, into our lives, into our homes, our jobs, the lives of all of our loved ones. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We know the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, has to be invited in. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit, on this day and every day. We thank God for our sponsor, Shanita Kelly, realtor, broker, licensed in the state of Maryland, Delaware, soon state of Florida. Thank you, Shanita Kelly. Give her a call at 443-854-0977 if you'd like to sell the home you're now living in or purchase a new one. She'll pray with you and for you. Truly a praying woman of God. Give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. Truly a woman of God. We thank God for you. Also, David Gaines of Ebony Styles, located 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Dr. David Gaines, a master electrician, and he is a barber on site. Natural hairstyles. Thank God. Shame that to pass a law to allow us to wear natural hairstyles and not be discriminated against. Give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. Give him a call today. Let him know you heard here on Power Hour of Prayer. Praise God. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, our funeral director, located 5126 Bel Air Road, the city of Baltimore. And we're praying for you, Reverend Dr. Close. He'll soon be traveling to Africa. So we're praying for you and your family. Truly a man of God. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located 5126 Bel Air Road, the blessed city of Baltimore. And truly, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close has been a blessing to many families, your loved ones. We thank God for you and the prayers that you're sending up as you help individuals go through that transition or the passing of their loved ones. We thank God for you being a blessing to all of us throughout the years. And we know that God is with you. Let us go to the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 91. He dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and on His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy right hand, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come to thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample on the feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Hallelujah. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The word of God for the people of God. And his word is already blessed. May it a blessing to the doers, the hearers of his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to Psalm 35. Somebody's going through something this morning, and you need to hear this, the word of God. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Thank you, Jesus. and salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Thanks be to God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Thank you, Jesus. Trust in the Lord and do good. Thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed, spiritually and physically. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. And I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So, my dear ones, we got to delight ourselves in the Lord. Then he's going to give us the desires of our heart. Then we got to commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Are you committed to the Lord this morning? Thank you, God. Rain, snow, sleet, hail, good times, bad times. When you feel like it, don't feel like it. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. In his time, not in your time, my dear ones, in his time. But we got to be committed, thank you, God, to the Lord, not man, committed to the Lord. Obey the Holy Spirit. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You may be sacrificing some sleep this morning. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Get your blessings in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he shall bring it to pass. He's going to bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his own way. You know Satan can bless you too. Watch out. Only what you do for Christ will last. Blessings will last, and luck don't last. Blessings will last. Thank you, God. Ronald Green in Miami, God bless you, Jesus. As he healed you, he blessed you. The doctor said you were lucky. No, you were blessed by the best Savior, Jesus Christ. And a lot of you that listen on this line, you're blessed. You're not lucky. Thank you, Jesus. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Why? For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. God has an inheritance for you. All you got to do is wait. Thank you, Jesus. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. But thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But they shall, but the meek. Meekness is not a sign of weakness. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in what? In abundance of peace. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for peace. There's nothing like peace. In the midst of all the turmoil, in the midst of all the news media, in the midst of all of hell breaking loose, the word of God says in Psalm 37, 11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. That's what the word of God says. And I believe the word of God. I trust the word of God. What about you? The wicked plotteth against the just, upon him with his teeth. The Lord knows everything. He knows all about the plans of the wicked. Thank you, God. He knows all about it. Think it not strange when these things happen. Don't get upset, heated, confused. The word of God says the wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how much education you have. I don't care how good looking you are. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. You always think you can pay yourself your way out. You always think because, oh, I'm good looking, they're going to let me go. But I know how to talk slick. I know how to lie. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Why are you worrying about your family members? Why are you worrying about your coworkers? Why are you worrying about your neighbors? Why are you worrying about the government? The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy. Yes, they did. On January 6th. The wicked have drawn out their sword to cast down the poor and needy. Slay the conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. Watch out. Watch out. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of men the wicked. Some of us, all we want is more, more, more. The more we get, the more we want. Thank you, Jesus. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many the wicked. I thank God for my little bit. I thank God for my little house. I thank God for my little bit of food on my table. I thank God for salary. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many the wicked. Now, that's the word of God. Thank God for the little bit. Then he's going to bless you with more. When you praise him, praises go up, and what happens? Blessings come down. Thank God for the little bit that God has blessed you with. Then he will bless you with more. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. He will multiply. But did he have two fish and one loaf of bread? Didn't he multiply it? A little bit. A little that a righteous man has better than the riches of many the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. He's upholding you, prayer warriors in Venezuela. He's upholding you, El Salvador, Mexico. He's upholding you, Germany. He's upholding you, Puerto Rico. He's upholding you, United States of America, Germany, Hawaii. He's upholding you. The word of God says, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. All over the world, the Lord is upholding you. Thank you, God, for your people, the men and women of God. You said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we take you at your word. It all belongs to you anyway. Thank you, God, for the tithers. Thank you, God, for those that trust God and faithfully tried and share their offerings. God loves a cheerful giver. Thank you, God. It ain't always about money, but it's his money anyway. So he's trusting you with his money to see what you're going to do. If you're going to get back to the body of Christ, if you're going to share with someone, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Somebody need to tithe. Somebody need to trust God. We thank God for you tithing with your time. We thank God for the time that you're giving to others. We thank God for that. That's truly a blessing. And God will reward you for that if you're doing it from your heart. Don't do something for someone and look for something back. My God, my God, my God. If you're doing it with the goodness of the Lord in your heart, do it. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Because God will send someone else your way that you've never done anything, and they will bless you. Thank you, God. Those that are tithing, God's going to bless you back 100-fold. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Try it. I dare you to try. Tithe and plant your seeds in a good ministry. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Won't he do it? I know of a great evangelist, didn't have a job, but was tithing. Tithing, didn't have a job, didn't have an income. Tithing on her son's disability. Yes, she did, on her son's disability. God blessed her with a brand new home. God blessed her with a brand new vehicle. You talk about trusting God. That woman trusts God. And she's here today as a living example. Thank you, God, for her testimony. Thank God. She tithed using her son's disability. She tithed her time with the body of Christ. Thank you, God, for this great woman of God tithing what she had, a little bit. Thank you, God. Blessings to the body of Christ. Yes, she is. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of they shall be satisfied. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And what happened here in verse 18? The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Dear ones, your inheritance shall be forever. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust in him. You say you trust God. You know you can depend on God. Yes, you can. No matter what you're going through, he's right there. He said in his word, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And those of you that are concerned about an EBT card, benefits being cut, the word of God in 19 of Psalm 37 says, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Umbala Shamba, Ekarashata. They shall not be ashamed in evil time, and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Thank you, God. He's taking care of you. He's going to make a way out of you, a way out for you. Thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about an EBT God. God is going to feed you. Yes, he will. Somebody will knock at your door. You may be walking down the street and somebody's giving away food. God will take care of you. Thank you, my dear ones. Didn't he feed the 5,000 plus? God will take care of you. Didn't he heal the woman with the issue of blood? God will take care of you. Didn't he give sight to the blind man? God will take care of you. Thank you, God. God will take care of you. The man was at the pool 38 long years. Didn't he heal him? He said, what do you want? Call him up. Tell him what you want. He said he will give us everything that we need, and he'll even give us some things that we want. The desires of your heart. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the desires of our hearts. And we thank God for you sharing your time early in the morning, rising up, that have been calling even when we weren't on the prayer line. But you pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When we're not on this line, you pray anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Early in the morning. God is blessing you. Is blessing you. Right now. Right now. Right now. You may not be able to see what he's doing for me. But God is blessing me right now. and you. And you ought to praise him and for his blessings. We thank God. We thank God. And we thank God. We can't thank him enough. Glory be to God. We want you this morning to know that God is in the blessing business. God is in the healing business. God is in the delivering business. Thank you, Jesus. How I want to share with you this morning how a sophisticated woman was healed. Sophisticated. You know some of us are sophisticated. Yes, we are. Some of us are hood. A very sophisticated woman, hardly the type would expect to be in communion with the resurrection Christ, recently told how she was healed. As she laid in pain, she cried out, "Oh, Jesus Christ, you promised that if we ask anything in your name, you would help us. Please heal me now of this pain." Somebody need to cry out to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not the doctor, not the anesthesiologist, not the nurse, not the surgeon, not the psychiatrist. Somebody to cry out and say, "Oh, Jesus, you promised that if we ask anything in your name." Now, you got to ask it in Jesus' name, not in the doctor's name. The doctors are practicing. They need healing, too. You got a lot of doctors that are need healing. That's why we need to pray without ceasing for everyone. Cry out to the Lord this morning. "Oh, Jesus Christ, you promised that if we ask anything in your name, you would help us. Please heal me now of this pain." Somebody's been in pain all night long, Pastor Linda Smith. Somebody's been in pain all night long, Elder Dawn, Elder Annette. Somebody's been in pain all night long, Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Pastor Roscoe. God is a healer. Don't give up. Linda Roscoe, God is a healer. Don't give up. God is still on the throne, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. Yes, he is. He's still on the throne. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, Minister Shern. God is still on the throne. He's still a delivering God, Minister Duffy. He's a delivering God. Hallelujah, glory be with God. Minister McFadden, cry out to God. "Oh, Jesus Christ, heal me. You said in your word that if we ask anything in your name, you would help us. Please heal me of this pain." Yes, he's healing of your pain, Mother Annie Green. He's giving sight to Mother Murray Robinson. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Rosie Trahan. God is the healer. He's the deliverer. The doctor's message, what's going on, Ron Green of Miami, Florida. But Jesus knows all about your situation. He's a healer, Jill Green, Miami, Florida. Yes, he is. Watch him do his great work in your life. Watch him work a miracle in your life. Bobby Gladden. Yes, he's a miracle worker, Brenda Gladden. Yes, he's a miracle worker, Sister Esther. We know what he could do. But we got to believe. We got to trust. We got to obey, Sister Burdetta Washington. You know he's healed you. Thank you, God, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. He healed you over and over and over again. Continue to walk by faith, Evangelist Janet Griffith. He's a healer, Victor. Yes, he is.